My name's Florrie Garfoot, but it was Shearsmith.
And you were born?
And I was born July the 16th, 1920.
And where were you born?
At the Fleece Inn.
That's in Caister.
Yes.
Would you like to tell us more about your family?
Well, my father and mother, they came from Caban in 1912 to the Fleece Inn on condition that my father didn't drink. And he didn't. And also my granddad came with us. And he lived with my mother and father for 27 years. So they never had any married life on their own.
So before they came to the Fleece Inn, what did your father do?
He worked on the land,
yeah.
And his father did as well. And then the Fleece Inn, you see, was a farm and a public house. And with the 1930s being such a bad time, the inn didn't make them a living, and the farm didn't make a living. But between, you know, the two, they struggled on.
So they worked at the inn and still at farming?
Yes.
And farmed at Caban?
Well, they worked for someone else at Caban. That was the first, you know, they sort of came there as a start in farming on their own.
Yeah. And you say that they didn't earn a lot. What do you know what the sort of money they would earn?
Well, I don't know what they would earn, but I mean, at that time, I think beer would be about threepence or fourpence a pint, and milk was only maybe twopence a pint. Because as a child, I can remember my dad carrying big milk cans to Canada Lane there. You know, and he measured it out by a pint or half as people wanted it. And sometimes he got paid and sometimes he didn't. Because we used to go with him when we weren't at school.
So you say that the policing didn't earn a lot of people didn't use it. Why was that, do you know?
Well, people just haven't the money, I don't think.
So yes, because we're talking about the 1920s.
Yeah.
1930s.
Yeah. Well, even the, you know, 1912 they went there, so it was, you know, it was even in the First World War that they were there.
Yeah. And sorry, when were you born?
1920. But my sister, yeah. You know, I was the, I have to think, I was the fifth, I think, yeah.
So how many brothers and sisters did you have?
Well, I did have seven brothers and sisters, six sisters and a brother. But the only five of us got me on baby stage.
So can some of those remember, not, you know, life before the Fleece Inn?
Oh, they were all born there.
They were all born
there?
Yes,
yeah. Yeah.
What's your earliest recollections of the Fleece Inn then?
Well, I don't know what to say. It was the only home I knew until I got married. Apart from being away, yeah.
Was it open all the time, or did it have open hours?
Yes, it opened from 10:30 till 2:30, and then 6 till 10. It didn't open on a Sunday then.
What was it, just a bar and then the house?
Yes, yeah. There was a bar well, a front room, which, you know, like if people wanted to go in there often when gentlemen brought the ladies in, wives in or mothers in or anybody, they often went in the front room. And then there was what they call the smoke room, where they used to play dominoes, and sometimes they had a dart thing in there, but more often than not the dart orders in the bar, because it was all paraffin lamps and the floors of the bar. And down the from the front door, down right down the passage to the, which was our own part. It was big flagstones, like pavement stones, you know. And then the smoke room, that was red tiles, which still is. and the kitchen was red tiles.
Okay.